Jonathan Demme's new film, Storefront Hitchcock, is a documentary of a show by Robin Hitchcock, one of the more eccentric British songwriters. Our rock historian Ed Ward is going to take us back to the 70s and the short, wonderful career of an early Hitchcock band called the Soft Boys.
Feel like asking a tree for an autograph. I feel like making love to a photograph. Photographs don't smell.
There are some bands which exist out of the time in which they're active. The Velvet Underground is a famous example, and no doubt there are one or two at the moment. The Soft Boys certainly filled the bill during their 5 years of existence. Robin Hitchcock had been writing songs since childhood, and from what we know about his parents, it could be said that a kind of British eccentricity not only ran, but galloped in his family. But he grew up in Cambridge, which is tolerant of such things, and began performing in folk clubs, which led to his hooking up with some other players who were known as Dennis and the Experts. It was 1977, the beginning of punk's do-it-yourself ethos, and the band recorded an EP called Give It to the Soft Boys after one of the songs. To say the least, it really stood out.
Yeah, my brain are coming down your slender track. Ever since I went away, I've been wishing I was back. Oh, yeah. Wishing I could quack.
It's very unlikely they'd heard Television, which is what the beginning of Hear My Brain sounds like, but it's a fair bet they knew Johnny Cash. And with this, the Experts became the Soft Boys. Since this was a time when anybody could do anything, the band was quickly snapped up by Radar Records, which also had Elvis Costello, and released a single called I Want to Be an Anglepoise Lamp, which, predictably, sank without a trace in 1978. Radar then canceled a proposed album, which they'd already started recording. That was okay with the band. They didn't think they were ready. What changed them was the addition of guitarist Kimberly Rue from an unsuccessful Cambridge band called The Waves. With the release in late 1978 of an album called A Can of Bees on their own label, it was obvious something was happening. Heaven knows what songs like Leppo and the Juves were about, but the band had a sound, and weird as it was a pop sound.
Well, you were the one that made me feel so natural. Right between your lips, just like a piece of toast. And you treated me as more than just an animal. Cause you knew that I could always be your ghost. Have a heart. Have a heart. Have a heart. Betty, I'm not fireproof.
Have a heart, Betty, I'm not fireproof was a breakthrough. Hitchcock's insane lyrics were wed to amazing pop hooks. And, insane though they might be, they were also evocative.
She's walking down the street. Me, I'm just invisible. And who or what she walks with makes no difference to me. People that she meet, she turned them into sideshows. And I know if I encountered her, that's what my fate would be. But I'm insanely jealous of you. Yeah, I'm insanely jealous of you. Night is black and thick. I wander past your window and I catch a cigarette thrown from a jewel-encrusted hand. Comes on pretty quick. I'm feeling like a crocodile in search of a mirage across the undulating sand. But I'm insanely jealous of the people that you know. And I'm insanely jealous of the places that you go. And I'm insanely jealous of you. Yeah, I'm insanely jealous of you.
By the time they released their masterpiece, the album Underwater Moonlight, in 1980, nobody in Britain was paying attention. 50% of their record sales were in America, where bands like REM heard a kindred spirit. Despite a small but loyal audience in London, and with no way to capitalize on their American success, since no U.S. label had picked them up, the band fell apart, or rather, Kimberly Rue left to revive the Waves, who, as Katrina and the Waves, had some international pop hits in mid-decade. Hitchcock dubbed the remaining aggregation the Egyptians, and continues to record to this day. Still, there are some of us who feel that the real magic was with the Soft Boys, and, too late, we miss them.
Ed Ward currently lives in Berlin.